Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
That was really hard to say no to. I mean, it was a lot of money. There were a lot of other perks, a lot of other stuff, and it was two roles above where I was before, and I was already at a pretty high level. So I ended up deciding to go back, but there was one caveat. It involved me going down. I was up in Boston, and it was involved me going down to D.C., and my kids are up in Boston at that time.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined once again by John Laurito. For 20-plus years, John's been leading organizations in the financial services industry. John has developed a reputation as a turnaround expert by showing struggling offices how they can go from the bottom to the top of their company or industry. He currently speaks on stages worldwide, although mostly virtually, and he is also the host of Tomorrow's Leader. It's a podcast that I've linked down in the show notes. But he also took a job for the wrong reasons. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. John Laurito, ready to talk about yet another one of your broken bulbs?
You got it, Alex.
Excellent. So let's talk about you taking a job for the wrong reasons. How did this job conflict with your values? What was the job, and how did you come to this realization?
To explain the situation, so I had been in, I've moved around quite a bit, and it's largely been for work. So I was running financial services organizations, and I'd do a good job one place, they'd want me to do something else or similar type of thing somewhere else. So it was a series of really positive moves. And I was living in Boston, and I was not happy where I was with my current firm. And I had decided to leave. I got recruited over to another competing firm that offered me a position. It was a nice upward position. It was a step above, so to speak, where I was at my prior company. So it was a big jump in income. It was a big jump in role and responsibility. Well, I left, and my old company called me back, and they said, "Hey, would you ever consider coming back if we brought you back in two roles above where you were?" And I'm like, well, I mean, I just left. I just started this new career, blah, blah, blah. And they basically really, really, really worked hard to get me back, which feels good, right? Everybody wants to be wanted. It was definitely stroking my ego. And what they put together after, you know, several weeks of talking and meeting and whatnot is a deal that was really hard to say no to. I mean, it was a lot of money. There were a lot of other perks, a lot of other stuff, and it was two roles above where I was before, and I was already at a pretty high level. So I ended up deciding to go back, but there was one caveat. It involved me going down. I was up in Boston, and it was involved me going down to D.C., and my kids are up in Boston at that time. Now, you know, not to get too much into the personal, but there was the expectation that they were potentially going to be moving with their mom a little closer, blah, blah, blah. But it still meant a lot of travel. And I thought I could do it. I thought that I could go down there during the week, come back on the weekends. And my core, one of my core values is family. I want to be a great dad. I'm really close with my kids, and they're extremely important to me. And I took that job for the wrong reasons. I took their job because of the income and because it was a really great stroking in my ego. But what it did was it conflicted with my values. I was traveling back a lot to Boston. That wore on me, and I just wasn't seeing my kids as much as I wanted to. I was not part of their life as much as I wanted to be. And when you are living out of alignment with your core values, at some point there becomes this internal rub that makes it almost impossible. It's like a car that doesn't have any oil in it. It's just, it breaks down. It doesn't run. And your body will break down. Your mind will break down. It just doesn't work. And that's why what I learned from that is the importance of not only understanding what your core values are, because there's a lot of people that don't really know or they're not aware, but making decisions that align with your core values. You have to. And that's where you ultimately become more happy, more fulfilled, more successful, personally, professionally, relationships, spiritually, health-wise, everything, financially, when you're making decisions that are in alignment in your core values. So that was a big, big light bulb moment for me.
So, I mean, you were fortunate enough that you were able to pivot, to make changes, to keep in line with your core values. What happens if somebody's in a position where they don't feel like they can do that? Is there some way around that? Is there a way that you can stick to your values even when maybe something else seems to be taking priority?
There are situations where you have, and maybe it's health situations, where you don't have a choice. You've got to make a drastic change of your life. And maybe that means because of that, you can't live in alignment with your values and everything that you want to do. But with that exception, I find that most of the time you are able to live in alignment with your values. It's a choice that people make not to, whether they're conscious about it or not. So I'll give you an example. There are many, many people where they say their core value, and it's one thing to say that your core value is something and another for it to truly be. So there's a lot of people that would say, if they were listing their core values, health is important to me, but they're constantly living out of alignment. They're eating bad. They're never going to the gym. They're never exercising. So if you do that long enough, then you've either got to say one of two things. Either health is really not one of your core values, or you've got to change your lifestyle. So I challenge that. But if someone's priority and their core value is health, then they will make the time. You know, a lot of people say, I don't have time to work out. You always have time. You always can make time if something's that important for you. I mean, truly, if you were a fan of Michael Jordan, and you grew up, you know, watching him play, and he suddenly popped into town and said, hey, Alex, I heard you're a big fan of mine. I'd love to, you know, go out to lunch this week, a couple hours. Can you carve out some time? You'd find time to do that, right? You'd figure it out, you'd make it happen. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So you always can do it. It's just a matter of, are you willing to do it and block the time out? So I think that's important. People have to realize it's all based on priorities.
I like that. Yeah, it is totally all based on priorities. So now that you've kind of come to this realization, what are the things, you mentioned family, what are the things that are top priority for you, and how do you now, today, keep them up there?
That's a great question. I mean, my priorities, health is a core value of mine, family is a core value of mine, relationships is a core value. So those three are important. And then it's excellence. So what I do, I want to make sure I'm great at. You know, I don't go halfway with stuff. So I really want to make sure that I'm growing and that I'm helping other people grow. And that's important. Growth is another one too. So that's tied in with that. But those are the things that are really critical to me. And I know that if I were doing things that didn't allow me to spend time with my family or make sure that I was healthy and going to the gym, I wouldn't be happy. It would sacrifice other parts of my life. And I'm just not willing to do that.
What is it that's working now for you? What is it that you do, and where can people find you?
Yeah, I am actually really living in alignment with my values, because I'm helping people become better leaders. I'm helping companies become better at leadership and developing leaders. And that's what I'm passionate about. I'm building relationships. I'm strengthening relationships, one of my core values. I'm spending a lot of time working out more than I ever have, and being healthy and spending time with family. So I'm doing everything that I want to do and love doing. And it's the best time I've ever had in my life. And people can find me on my website. So lauritogroup.com, LauritoGroup. And they can also listen to my podcast. So Tomorrow's Leader is my podcast. I run it three times a week, three episodes a week, one with a guest, two solo, all the normal podcast platforms, and also my YouTube channel, Tomorrow's Leaders. So they can check me out, subscribe, and stay plugged into the things I'm talking about.
Fantastic. Well, John, I'll have all those links in the show notes for everybody to check you out. And I just want to say once again, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Alex. It's been a lot of fun.
And thank you for listening. I like what John said about making sure our actions are aligned with our priorities. It involves a lot of honest and personal reflection, but being in alignment is worth those conversations, even if they're hard to have. Special thank you to John for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside and helps people find us. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.